Praise the Lord. It's Wednesday morning, July 4th. Oh, we thank God for this wonderful gift, a gift of life, liberty, and strength. Thank you, Father, for waking us up. Come into your presence. And you're on Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's theme is God of His Word. He's God yesterday, and He's still God on today. And we anticipate that He will continue to be God. And in particular, on today, God of His Word. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I have this great privilege of being your prayer partner for the next few minutes. I want to give a shout out and a welcome to all of our prayer partners and friends across the earth today. We thank you for being available to pray with us. We thank you for your commitment to prayer. And so we want God to just have His way in the earth. And He is having His way. Every event is part of His story. It's not just history, it's His story. And so as we listen to media reports and we walk through the atmospheres and circumstances of this day, let us remember that He is God of His Word and He is a keeper of His Word. The name and character of God that we are invoking today is so critical for us to meditate on. He is the great I Am. And He says, I am God, ready to perform my word. I am God, ready to perform my word. And that's taken from the prophets Jeremiah's writings in the first chapter in the 12th verse. It says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. How reassuring is that? Well, we know that God is God of His word. Once again, I want to thank all of you for joining us for this prayer episode, this prayer occasion, where we will lift up some requests, bringing it before the throne of God, interceding on issues that are presently occurring in our world personally as well as the world globally. If you have a prayer request, please do not hesitate to make it known. Give it air on today. Give it air during this prayer event that we're having right now. Allow it to breathe so that heaven's winds can attach themselves to it. It'll be answered. If two or three, and certainly we're more than two or three, I can tell you that, believe and agree as touching anything in the earth, it shall be done. So let's rally around the power of agreement that's present in these moments and utilize it for the glory of God. God wants to, the only prayer that not answered is one that's not uttered. It has to be spoken. In the beginning, God, and God said, the power of the spoken word is awesome. Even God Himself depends and uses His word powerfully. And that's the pattern He has set for you and me. So we welcome your prayer requests. as well as your prayer reports of what God has done, what God is doing in your life or in the life of someone that for whom you are standing in the gap. Today is Wednesday. It's July 3rd. It's a brand new day. And we thank Him for that. We thank Him. It's brand new. And therefore, His mercies are new on this day. Yesterday is past. It's gone. We're dealing with it today. We still have before us some very difficult events. And one of them has to do with the fact that there were 19 young men, who some of whom were fathers. They were all sons of someone. They may be husbands, but they are gone. They were tragically killed in the brush fires in Arizona, which they were fighting on behalf of their communities, on behalf of their friends. So they sacrificed themselves. So we thank God for men and women that will give their life or their lives for their friends. However, there are many families that have been touched by this tragedy. There are children who are missing their dad. There are mothers who are missing a son. There are wives that are missing a husband because they wanted to do the right thing, put themselves on the line on behalf of their communities. Those fires are still burning right now, over 8,400 acres, 200 homes already destroyed. We want to pray for them. We cannot forget these people. They may be distant from us in terms of geography, but they are all human, those families, those dead firefighters. And we want to bring heaven's compassion near to them. Father, we agree right now that you're God of your word and you will perform it. And we're calling on you, Lord, because you're the one from whom our help comes. We ask you on this day to apply your blood, your precious blood shed for us on Calvary, that we may be able to stand in your presence, such as what we're doing right now. And Father, we ask you through your Son to forgive us for all unrighteousness, all trespassing, all iniquities, whatever it was and it is that stained us. We ask that the blood would be applied, because only the blood can wash away those stains. We accept your forgiveness and your cleansing right now. Because, Father, we want to know that we are standing in your presence with clean hands. Clean hands. Hands that would allow us to have the confidence that your welcome is extended. Your prayer, our prayers are being heard. So we thank you right now in Jesus' name. So, Father, we boldly lift up these families, the families of these firefighters. You know the pain that is being felt everywhere on account of this tragedy. We ask for God that this pain turned into something powerful beyond what we even imagined. This pain would not be for naught. It would not be for nothing. It will not be useless, but it would be turned into a combined, even a national cry, where this nation sees the need to call on you, because you're God of your word and you will perform your word as you said. And collectively we will call upon the name of the Lord, and that you will hear and you will answer, because that's what you promised. And something extraordinary will occur. Something will shift as this nation looks to you empathetically and compassionately on these families, these children, these parents, these relatives, these friends, as their hearts are broken right now. This is a time, Father, a visitation would heal, a visitation would make whole that which is broken, that which is devastated, because you are the healer. You are our healer. So we thank you for the healing right now that is coming to those communities that have been touched directly by this tragedy. And we lift you up as God, who is a prayer-answering God. We bow low before your throne, even now. And Father, we think of those near and far who may be experiencing some kind of a loss of a loved one, loss of a job, loss of health. Even now, Lord, whatever the challenge is, we know that heaven can help, because you are over all. So we bless your name today. And on behalf of those people that are experiencing any kind of hopelessness and devastation right now, we stand in the gap. We make up the bridge that will bring heaven's help to them. We speak peace to them right now, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. We speak peace right now. Bless them, Lord. Bless them with your peace, a peace that passes all understanding, in the name of Jesus. Clue them in and give them a prompt by your Holy Spirit to lift their eyes to you. To lift their eyes to you. Put their hopes in you when all has failed and everything has failed in them and around them and for them. Now you are their hope. You are their divine, supernatural, powerful, and only hope, because you are the only wise God. We pray this and we agree on this. We bind every demonic spirit, the work of every demonic spirit that has plotted against those who need you right now and for whom you are working by your spirit to draw them to yourself. We bind every demonic spirit even now. Completely. You said whatsoever we bind in earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we loose your grace and your hope right now in the name of Jesus. We loose thankfulness, grace, and mercy in the name of Jesus. We loose it right now. In Jesus' name, we shut doors that should not be opened right now. We close those doors, and we open the door to the King of Glory right now. In the name of Jesus, we welcome you to come in, Lord, because you are Lord, and you do rule right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you. Once again, I want to thank all of our prayer partners for coming in. We thank you so much for joining us. There's the power of agreement. Our switchboard is completely saturated right now, and we thank you. And we also want to invite you to give air to your prayer requests by voicing it. We want to agree with you. There's a power of agreement. The scripture said if two or three will agree touching anything, it shall be done. And friend, I trust that you will take the step of faith, voice a prayer request. And it doesn't have to be just something that concerns you. It could concern a friend, a relative, a neighbor, your community, your workplace, all of those things. There are plenty of opportunities for heaven to move. But God is not waiting to do something without us asking. We must ask. We must request. He even told his own son, ask of me and I will give you the nations and the uttermost parts of the earth for possession. God loves to be asked. He's our Father. And we should not be bashful. We should not be reticent about asking. He wants us to ask. He wants us to come out of our independence. Hallelujah. Father, we come against the spirit of independence and we invite the spirit of humility to come among us, even as you've given us opportunity to stand powerfully in the gap. Right now, Lord, we know of people that are sick, some terminally ill. We know that right now. Terminally ill. I can think of someone right now by the name of Pat. And she is terminally ill. And Father, what that must be like for her to be away from her family and to be in a place for treatment and therapy that's not home. Father, on behalf of Pat, we send you a peace right now. Bless her with confidence that you're with her even now, even as she battles cancer right now. We ask that you would strengthen her. You would give her the winning edge, which is none other than yourself. Touch her body right now and help her as she deals with her therapy and the challenges of that. Help her, Lord. Help her in her spirit, in her soul, in her body. In the name of Jesus, we send wholeness and healing. We send the word of life to every cell right now in the name of Jesus. Down to the level of the cell in Jesus' name, so that the cells will begin to respond to wellness and health even now, Lord, so that she will come through her therapy and come through recovery and healing speedily, in Jesus' name. And if there's anyone that is listening right now that is suffering from some kind of difficult, extremely difficult illness, please adopt that prayer for yourself. Please adopt that. Please believe with us for your recovery right now. It's the adversary that comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Your illness did not come from the Lord. I can tell you that with confidence. However, your healing and your recovery and your deliverance comes from Him. So you want to lay hold of that. And if you're standing in the gap for someone, please understand that God has said, our theme today has been God of His Word. Because God said, I am ready to perform my word. I am ready to perform my word. Once again, you're invited to voice, give the spoken word to your prayer request, whether it's for you or for someone or for some situation. Don't be bashful. Don't be afraid. These are seasons where God is maturing us, and He's causing us to pray great things, great things. Heaven operates on demand. If we don't pull on heaven, there's nothing delivered. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We just bless your mighty name today. We just bless your mighty name. And we thank you for your word. You said you will perform it. You will perform it. And while we're waiting for any prayer requests that may come, we want to remember the nation of Egypt for whom we prayed on yesterday. We prayed that God would move, because this nation is in turmoil right now. Again, this is the work of the adversary to cause destruction, to cause death and loss and suffering. And we think of the children. Let's think of the children that are in the midst, that have no control over what is going on around them. They're just children. I need the opportunity to be just that. However, their lives are in danger even now as a nation faces tremendous turmoil. So let us pray for that nation right now. Please agree with me. Father, we thank you for this opportunity once again to petition your throne on behalf of one of your nations. Egypt is your nation. Christ is over the nation. In the name of Jesus. All 68.5 million people, all 96% Muslims, all 1% Christians, you're over that nation, over the government, over the military, over all of the institutions that make up that nation. Now, Lord, we thank you. And we hold that nation up before you as one of the nations that you created and placed on this earth. Now, Father, that nation is in the throes of civil disorder, even now. Father, we bind the spirits of disorder. We bind that spirit of dizziness that has taken hold. We ask and command the enemy to leave right now, to take his hold off of that nation. Father, we stand against disruptive action, hopelessness, war, civil confusion right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we know from your word that Egypt is yet to play a major role, as it has in the past, in your end time strategy. And we know that the enemy seeks to disrupt and destroy to prevent that. So right now we say to Satan to take up your weapons and flee in the name of Jesus. We see resolution coming. We see, Lord, normal living coming to this nation on behalf of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom you promised all of the nations of the earth and the utmost parts, all of the people in the earth belong to you. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, and all who live in it. Psalm 24:1. Father, confidence and hope rises in our hearts even as we bring this prayer before you, that you will act and are acting even now on behalf of the people of that nation. I want to thank our prayer partners for being so unselfish and agreeing, being so generous, agreeing for the Lord's plan and purposes to be accomplished in the nation of Egypt. Just want to remind you as we wind down here that on next week, beginning on Monday, we plan to begin 30 days of prayer and even doing some fasting for the Muslim world, who will be celebrating their annual, I guess you call it a celebration of Ramadan. That's a time where they fast and pray for 30 days. It begins on Monday the 8th and ends on August 7th. So we're going to pray on their behalf that the light of God and the truth of God would penetrate those Muslim nations. And every day we will feature one of those nations. We will pray for them. And so I'm asking you to join me in that endeavor. I believe it's something that God would be pleased. God loves the Muslims, and all those Muslim nations belong to him. Every last one. And all of the millions and millions, 2.1 million Muslims, they all belong to the Lord. So we'll be doing something powerful. We'll be praying great things concerning these nations beginning on Monday. Friday, we'll have an extended broadcast on Friday. We'll go 15 minutes over, so the broadcast will be 45 minutes as I outline exactly how we'll do what we're doing. So God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you mightily. May his face shine upon you, and he be gracious unto you all day today. Praise his name. Thank you.